It's Wild 94.1, the Bay's Party Station. Richie Rich Ortiz here, and we cannot call ourselves the Bay's Party Station unless we give you the information on the best parties. And this weekend, we start off festival season with the 10-year anniversary of Life in Color in Miami. And right now on the phone, I have Eric Fuller, COO of Life in Color. How are you doing today, Eric?
Rich, you have an amazing radio voice, dude. I just got, like, really excited hearing you talk.
Thank you. I guess that's why they pay me to do this.
I can see that.
Well, thank you. Hey, so this weekend, 10-year anniversary, Life in Color. 10 years, man. How does it feel?
It's pretty amazing, actually. Never would have thought we'd come this far, but here we are, and it's a great feeling, man.
Have you been a part of it for the entire 10 years?
Yep, I have.
Oh, so you've been there from the ground up, from the Dayglow days.
Yeah, exactly, the Dayglow days. It was formerly Dayglow, now Life in Color, and that was a story in itself, but we're still here and still kicking, man. It's great to be here.
Why the name change from Dayglow to Life in Color?
Let's just say that the universe put something in front of us, and we ran with it. There was some issues with the name with another company, but I think Life in Color is we love the name. Our fans love the name. It's more appropriate for the company, and it just resonates better across our fan base.
Yeah, it gives you the overall vibe.
Yeah, exactly. So that's in all honesty, that's what it. You know, we had some issues with another company, but we, like I said, we took it as a sign, and we ran with it with Life in Color, and it's worked out perfectly.
You know, 10 years is a long time to run in these festivals. You guys are probably one of the longest running festivals in the United States right now. Why do you think that you guys have been able to last so long?
I think it's a number of factors, but I think, you know, it comes down to staying innovative. We have something a little different with the pain element. Mm-hmm. So it really provides a platform for us to get a little more creative, do things a little differently. So I think it boils down to being innovative and staying ahead of the curve.
Oh, definitely, for sure. And, you know, the paint element, let's get into that, because a lot of people have tried the paint parties, but you guys are the pioneers of it and still are so successful doing these paint parties. Do you guys ever have anything crazy happen as far as the paint and any, you know, equipment?
You know what? We actually... around 5 years ago, we decided to just buy our own production. We kept getting hit with like cleaning bills for all the like lighting in town. So we were doing so many shows, we just decided to launch our own production company. But I mean, there's so many stories with that. But I mean, for the most part, like as our parties evolve, so is our paint. So okay. we've got it literally down to a science now. So it all washes off and it's clean, but. Back in the day, man, we used to have like acrylic paint, like in the beginning days, and that stuff just doesn't come out. So
it's not made for just throwing it on everybody, is it?
Yeah, it's not. But I think like one of the first parties we ever did, we used the acrylic paint and it got all over the club. And, you know, obviously they're like, yeah, it's going to clean off, and it didn't, and we didn't know, so they weren't happy.
And what was that bill like?
You know what? They actually invited us back.
So oh, okay.
It all worked out.
All right. So let's go back. Before we talk about what's going on this year and what's going on in Miami, let's go back to the very first Life in Color, or Dayglow, as I said before. Who was your headliner? Give us some details about the very first paint party, if you will.
Yeah, I mean, the first paint party, it was all like locals. It was like local. At the time, you know, we didn't have like big headlining DJs because it started from, you know, like a smaller event. So, David Solano, he's our resident. He's playing all over the world, which is awesome to see him grow. But he was one of our headlining acts for that event.
Cool. Now let's talk about the venue. You've had Sun Life Stadium before, which is now, I don't know who sponsors the Miami Dolphins Stadium anymore, but you guys had it at Sun Life before. You also had it at different venues. This year you have it actually in the Wynwood Art District. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, I mean, it's, like I said, you know, evolving with the brand. We just felt like Life in Color could be a city. It would be Wynwood. We just feel like at home here. There's a lot of amazing things happening. We've been admiring this community for the last, you know, several years. So when we got the opportunity to come here and produce an event, you know, it was just perfect timing.
For sure. Now with it, you know, the change of venue, there's also have been not that much of a change as far as the music genre. Everybody is always going to get the EDM. You have your Marshmello, your Diplo, your Carnage. But now you're also adding in a little bit of the hip-hop element to it. You have Designer, Young Thug, 070 Shake, who is an up-and-coming person. Tell us a little bit more about the mixture of music and, you know, the progression of what you guys are doing as far as music.
Well, like I said, you know, we like to stay ahead of the curve on things. You know, we listen to our fans. We have a close ear to the ground. So we felt like, you know, we've done this for the last 3 years. We've always brought in, you know, a hip-hop act or a surprise act. So we've been building on that. And we just feel like more than ever, people are crossing with genres. So our EDM fans are dabbling with hip hop, and at the end of the day, if it's good music, party.
Yeah, you're going to put it at like the color.
Exactly. The paint does not discriminate. So.
There you go. Definitely does not. So, you know, I said a little bit of who's going to be there. Who are you excited to see? Do you go to these shows? Do you get it down in the paint? Do you do all that?
It's been a while since I've been in the paint, but I honestly am really, it sounds cliche, but I'm really most excited to have Diplo back.
For sure.
One of our first big events we did at the Miami Beach Convention Center, and we had Diplo headline, and pretty much our whole team was up on in the DJ booth, and it was a really special moment because we kind of all just took a sigh and we enjoyed the night. And Diplo is somebody we've been working with for years now, so to have him back for 10 years is pretty special. And We admire him as an artist and as a businessman. And
yeah, Diplo, a very, you know, a huge guy in the EDM scene, but also in Miami.
Yeah, man, I'm very excited to have him come back for the 10-year. I think it's perfect.
Going forward, what can we expect from Life in Color and maybe, you know, something new next year or in the festivals coming up?
Well, I can't give any specifics away,
okay.
I will say that, you know, we've hit the world, really. So we're I think one of our new focuses moving forward is going to be kind of like the rein in the business a little bit and maybe reduce the shows. Instead of, you know, we used to do close to like 100 shows a year. We're kind of toning that down some and focusing more on quality and in the experience. Not that we didn't before, but when you have 100 shows a year, it's hard. It's a lot to manage.
Oh, yeah, for
so
sure.
Really,
you know, you got a lot going
really
on.
Exactly. So I think that's one thing, you know, fans would expect for us in the next couple of years is you'll see that we're going to scale down the number of shows we do and focus really on building on the ones that we have and making them a better experience.
All right. Hey, the name has changed, but the party is still the same. The 10-year anniversary,
yes.
Life in Color going down Wynwood Art District in Miami, January 28th. Eric, I want to thank you for talking to me and letting me know the whole down low on the whole festival.
You got it, Rich. Bro,
hey,
are you making it over? Or what?
Oh, yeah, I'm making it over. You're going to see me in the paint. I'm going to try to get out there, though. Can I get you out there?
Yeah, man. Let's we'll talk offline and we'll coordinate that. I'm down to go hard in the paint.
All right. We're going hard in the paint this weekend, Miami Life in Color. It's Wild 94.1, the Bay's Party Station.